Supporters of a plan to bring Missouri River water to the Red River Valley in times of drought say the project will help not only eastern North Dakota, but the central part of the state as well. And they say it's not just for drought relief. Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney told the State Water Commission and the legislature's Interim Water Topics Overview Committee the infrastructure for the project will now serve about half the state's population. He says some communities are interested in using that project to bring water for industrial expansion.
Oftentimes, this is economic development. If they have the ability to have industrial water, that's what helps them do smaller projects. And many of those smaller projects we don't necessarily think about, but it's dairy, potato washing, hog and beef operations. And because many of these opportunities come to the rural sites, they don't often get a chance to jump on them because they don't have enough water for that site.
Mahoney says, for example, Stutzman and Barnes counties have contracted to take some of that water for industrial purposes. Now, the billion-dollar project is projected to be fully operational by 2027. Right now, the state is picking up 90% of the cost, but that might change because of a tighter state budget. Meanwhile, supporters of the project say they understand the state budget picture is pretty tight, and they've reduced their ask for the next legislative session. Garrison Diversion Conservancy District Chairman Ken Veen says in 2015, the legislature added intent language that would set aside $150 million in the 2017-2019 biennium.
But we also know that Lake Agassiz and Garrison Diversion realized this is not realistic. We know that that was the intent. We all wish that that could have happened, but prices have changed and it's going to be less.
Veen says instead, the ask will be for an amount between $30 million to finish the plan and $50 million, which means actual construction would begin.
We made a significant reduction, and we think that that's in the best interest of the state, but it keeps our project moving forward.
Veen says a 1930-style drought in the Red River Valley would significantly hurt the state's economy. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.